This landmark speech in March 1971 by Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, popularly known as Bongo Bondhu, inspired the Bengali people in what was then East Pakistan to rise up and prepare for a war of independence.
Since we have given blood, we will give more of it. But inshallah, we'll free the people of this land. The struggle this time is for emancipation. The struggle this time is for independence.
When Bangladesh became an independent country 9 months later, Bangabandhu became its first president and later prime minister. Ayub Ali, now in his late 70s and a former freedom fighter, visits the Bangladesh Liberation War Museum with his family. He does not want the next generation to forget the sacrifices that were made.
We loved Bangabandhu, and he is the one who inspired us to go to war and fight for our independence with our life so that we can live in a free country. We have achieved many things and are happy about it.
Badiul Alam, another former fighter, survived several bullet wounds 50 years ago, but says he's disappointed Bangladesh is still not fully self-reliant.
We went to war to liberate ourselves from domination and become independent. Since then, the nation has developed a lot and has changed a great deal, but so much more needs to be done so that we are truly a self-reliant country.
During the nine-month conflict in 1971, nearly 10 million Bengalis took refuge in India. Zafarullah, a young physician, left the UK to join the Liberation War and set up a field hospital in India.
We fought for democracy, for equality, and we have achieved certain things. We live longer, we don't suffer from hunger, but we have no democracy, we have no vote, we also. So this, and this is autocracy. Without a democracy, without a freedom of speech, without the equality, a country is meaningless.
Once termed a bottomless basket case by former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, Bangladesh now has one of the fastest growing economies in the world, and is scheduled to officially become a developing country in 2026. Bangladesh has achieved much over the past 50 years, but the nation is still very polarized between two main rival political parties. For many, the aspiration for democracy, free and fair elections still remains a major challenge. Bangladesh has defied many expectations since its birth 50 years ago, but is facing more obstacles on the political front, its overpopulation, and the effects of climate change. Tanvir Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Dhaka.